I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad you could be with us this Friday. Forgive, but don't forget. So goes the expression. Definitely easier said than done. How do you forgive and really mean it when, for example, someone has murdered someone you love? Earlier this week, we heard about Balbir Singh Sodhi, a Sikh American man from Phoenix who was killed just a few days after 9/11. He was gunned down at the gas station he owned. His killer thought Balbir was Muslim because he wore a turban. In the years since, Balbir's brother, Rana, has made it his mission to talk to people, to help them understand and be more tolerant. Balbir's story also deeply affected Valerie Kaur. We spoke with her a few weeks ago. She's a lawyer who became an activist after 9/11, and she's become close to the Sodhi family. Last week, the day after the 15th anniversary of Balbir's death, she and his brother, Rana, got on the phone with Balbir's killer, who's in prison, and they recorded the conversation.
Hello, is this Frank?
Yes, this is.
Hello, Frank. My name is Valerie.
Okay.
I'm a family friend of the Sodhi family, and I've been trying to speak with you for many years, so I'm really grateful that you said yes, because I'm sitting here with Rana Sodhi. Rana is the younger brother of Balbir Singh Sodhi. We wanted to call you 15 years later in this spirit of healing.
I have Valerie Kaur with us. It is extraordinary to listen to this conversation, Valerie, and we'll hear some more excerpts in a moment. It must have been painful as well as somewhat cathartic to talk with the man who killed your friend. Why did you want to do this, and why on the 15th anniversary of 9/11 and Balbir's death?
Every year on September 15th, the Sodhi family holds a memorial at the gas station. And while it is beautiful, as I was arriving, I felt just extreme fatigue that in all these years, the memorials now blur together. That for 15 years, we have been trapped in a cycle of violence since 9/11, a terrorist attack followed by a wave of hate violence, increased racial profiling, surveillance, detentions, deportations, and then followed by another terrorist attack. And the cycle starts again. And when I looked at Rana Sodhi, Balbir's younger brother, I could see that he was tired too. He told me, it feels like nothing has changed. You know, we've made films, we publish books, we've marched in the street, we've created organizations, but 15 years of activism have not made our community safer, especially this election season. So Rana and I had been talking about this idea of revolutionary love as the antidote to hate. The idea that we ought to look upon the faces of people who don't look like us and see them as brothers and sisters. And we asked ourselves, well, what does that mean to look upon even the face of someone who has taken everything from us, to look upon Frank Roque's face and say, brother, you were lost. You did what you did out of a lack of love, but we still call you brother. And so I asked Rana if he would be willing to call Frank Roque with me. He's sitting in a Arizona prison just some miles away from the gas station, and he said yes.
Let's hear your conversation with Frank Roque.
I've always told the truth about what happened to me, which caused me to do what happened to your loved one. The events of 9/11 so broke me down as a man that I could not control what happened. I want you, and especially his brother, to understand that I was a man that was married for 15 years at that time, devoted to supporting my family through hard work, just like Balbir. I would have never have done what happened of my own free will. What happened was a result of a mental breakdown over the events of that 9/11. How could people crash planes full of people into buildings full of people? And after seeing that over and over, it took its toll on me. And I'm sad to say, and I'm sorry to say, that was the end result of what I ended up doing.
You know, we were all watching the towers fall. Balbir Sodhi was also watching the towers fall. He also felt grief, right? But there are different ways to channel that pain. And I know you chose violence. And I want to know if you have anything you want to say directly to his brother about the life that you took from him.
The only thing I can say is I'm sorry for what happened to his brother, as I'm sorry for what happened to the innocent other people that died on that, you know, on the 9/11. We all have to be sorry for that also.
Absolutely. The spot where Bobir Sodi died, there's a plaque, and it says that we mourn everyone who died on 9/11. And Frank, there's no question that we mourn the thousands on 9/11, no question. But we're talking to you to start thinking about forgiveness for the life that you took.
I do, believe me, I do. I'm not a callous man. I'm a man, I'm a religious man also. And I prayed to God for forgiveness for what I have done, and God has forgiven me for what I have done. And I express to you remorse for what I have done, and to his brother, I express this remorse.
Frank, I'm hearing you. I'm so thankful and what you say. And I'm so glad today you feel regret, you feel sorry, because everybody made a mistake.
I want you to know one other thing. In addition to being sorry to you, especially to his wife and the whole family of yours, one day when I pass, I'm getting old now. I'm 50, almost 58, with a bad heart. One day when I go to heaven to be judged by God, I will ask to see your brother, and I will hug him, and I will ask him for forgiveness.
We already forgave you. You know, in the beginning, and the media asked me, when the jury find you a death penalty, and I told the media, I don't want to take his life. This is not my Sikh religion teach me to taking somebody's life. He made a mistake. He will regret someday, because my brother was the nicest person in this earth. His death changed my life. His death changed Valerie's life. His death changed so many people's life.
What an intense exchange, Valerie. You hoped it would be healing. How healing was it, and how much did it bring resolution for you and Rana to the killing of Balbir?
After the call was done, we just sat in stunned silence. You know, we've been living the same story for 15 years, and suddenly the story had changed, and we had changed it. Not just for the Sodi family, but for the Sikh community. Rana Sodi, I think, was modeling a new way forward, fighting for dignity, not as victims, but as peacemakers. And yet, I want to be clear, Rana and I were left unsatisfied. Mm. The call you just heard wasn't forgiveness said and done. This was the starting point. We don't yet know if Frank is going to be fully responsible for the murder he took, the life that he took.
What do you mean fully responsible?
Well, if you notice at the very beginning, he talked a lot about how he never intentionally meant to kill Balbir Singh Sodi.
Right, he's kind of overtaken by rage.
Yes, but we don't know what might prevent him from being overtaken by rage today. I mean, the fact that hate violence continues 15 years after 9/11 means that this is more than a crime of passion. This is deep-seated racial and religious bigotry that finds its expression in violence. But what does it take to solve that? And I think what Rana is showing us is that forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is a starting point for justice, because when we are free from hate, then we can go after the root conditions that make that violence possible.
What surprised you most about the conversation, and what's been the reaction from Sikhs who've heard it?
When Frank Roque says, "When I go to heaven to be judged by God, I will ask to see your brother, and I will embrace him, and I will ask for forgiveness," I began to weep. And when Rana said, "Well, we already forgave you, Frank," my heart began to ache. I was watching both of them struggle to take a step toward one another. From Orlando to Tulsa to Charlotte to Chelsea to New York, people are tired of endless cycles of violence. But this call is modeling love that is revolutionary.
lawyer, activist, and filmmaker Valerie Kaur. Her documentary is Divided We Fall, Americans in the Aftermath. And we have the full conversation between Valerie, Rana, and Frank Roque up on our website. It's definitely worth your time. You can find it at pri.org.